Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
If I've dealt with anxiety and insecurities and stuff, and they're still attacking me, I don't praise God because I feel good. I'm praising God because I got a promise that He delivers me from all these things. And I praise God. Abraham is praising God for the promise because he still doesn't have what God said he would have. The harvest is still in operation. So he's praising God, acting on the promise. And now look what he says. And being fully convinced that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Why do you praise God and stay consistent, persistent, and stay patient? Because you finally get fully convinced and fully persuaded in your own heart that God said it, God will do it. And this is where you have to get honest with yourself. Are you fully convinced that God can turn your life around? Are you fully convinced that God can change your situation and give you a harvest of blessing? Are you fully convinced that God can meet that need? Are you fully convinced that God will do for you what He said He would do in His Word? Because Abraham was fully convinced that God would do what He said He would do. Amen? I want to tell you something, church. This month, I will finish out 41 years of pastoral ministry. I started pastoring in August of 1978. 41 years later. Amen. So I'm concluding 41 years of doing this. And you know what I've been preaching for 41 years? The thing I'm preaching to you right now. And you know what I've seen for 41 years? Every person that would hear this word, receive this word, and act upon it just like Abraham did, I've watched their life change and turn around. But I've watched people that didn't pay any attention to it, didn't hear it, didn't give value to it, and then try it for a while, and the enemy come in and defeat them. You can't try this. Abraham stayed faithful to it. And I've stayed faithful to it. And I'm here to tell you as a living witness, praise God, it works. Amen. I could share some things with you right now that would just, you couldn't believe. But I don't care if you believe it or not. I live it. Hallelujah. I've watched it happen. It went from believing to heaven, praise God. How did you do that? Well, I got a promise because that promise entered in and I saw my harvest and I saw what God could do. And then I began to praise God and act upon that promise because that was my action of faith. And then you know what I began to do? I began to wean myself off of looking at all the problems. I put spiritual blinders on. How many of you know the problem's always there? Actually, I'll be real honest with you. I started this even back before I even knew it was real scriptural. Hallelujah. I took a youth group one time to a youth meeting conference over the weekend. And we went down on Thursday, was there all day Friday and all day Saturday. And I'll be honest with you, it was the absolute worst youth conference I'd ever been in my life. It ranks number one. It's got a trophy, and it'll never be defeated. I mean, it was the most worthless weekend trip that you could ever. The meetings were terrible. They were corny. My youth were so aggravated. We took about 18, 20 kids there, high school, junior high. And I'm going to tell you what, they were miserable and they were complaining. And finally, on Saturday afternoon, I pulled them all together and I said, listen, guys, it's easy to see the bad. And they looked at me and said, yeah, but it's terrible. I said, yes, it's terrible. I'm not going to debate you on that one. But we can have a great time if instead of looking at all the bad and all the silly stuff, there's going to be some good things said and some good things. And we can have fun with ourselves and we can make this a good trip. So let's start concentrating on the good stuff and don't let the bad things dominate what we're doing. Well, we agree, and they all agreed. And so we started having little meetings together. We started doing stuff. And after a meeting, we would turn something that was done that was really awful into something fun and make it our own self. And so when we got done, we get back on Sunday evening back to the church. And I went to the pastor, and he said, "How was it?" And I said, "It was awful." I said, "It was a terrible week, but it was a great weekend." He goes, "How was it terrible and great one?" I said, "Well, instead of letting all the terrible dominate us and determine how we were going to have the weekend, we decided we were going to have fun and make the best of it and find good things." And I said, "Here's what you're going to hear from each one of these teenagers." He said, "What?" I said, "When you ask them how it was, they're going to say, it was awful, but it was great. And they're not going to be able to tell you anything bad because we concentrated on some good things and kept our focus on good things so that we could get something out of this weekend." And you know, to the kid, every one of them looked at him and said, "It was awful." He said, "What was awful?" "Well, I don't know. It was just awful. But we did this, this, and this was good." And everybody came back with a good report. You know, it's a choice that you have to make with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of darkness is out here, folks. Problems are real. Needs are real. The devil's real. Struggles are real. Feelings are real. Come on, we're not denying all that. We're just deciding who we're going to hook up with. What's our focus going to be on? My focus is going to be on receiving what God said I could have. And God has set the entire kingdom in motion to help me to have what He said I can have. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to follow those who through faith and patience endure and get the promise. And one of them I'm going to follow is Abraham. And I'm going to get me a promise. Because when I don't have anything else, I'll still have His promise. And I'm going to believe God can make that promise work in my life. And I'm going to be so convinced with it that I'm going to praise Him for it. And instead of running around looking to see if it's happening yet, I'm going to just stop looking at my symptoms and start looking at the promise and praise God for the promise. And I'm going to strengthen myself. You know how I'm going to strengthen myself? Instead of sitting around wondering if it's working, I'm going to thank God and give Him glory that it is working. And I'm going to get myself to the place where I'm so fully convinced that God can do it that I'm all in. I'm going to get so convinced that God can do it that when it manifests, you're going to have to tell me to quit praising God. It's going to happen because the harvest is in the backyard. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? We should get so caught up in praising God and speaking the word that somebody has come up and said, it's here. You don't have to do that now. Praise God. Are you listening to me? And we just go out and enjoy the harvest. Now, what's God saying? First of all, what's your harvest? Determine your harvest. What do you believe in God to do for you? Number two, what's the promise that you're going to act upon? What promise? What's your seed that you're going to stand on? You're going to sow into this thing that you're going to activate to get that harvest to come into your life. And then number three, are you going to stay patient and persistent and say, I don't care how long it takes, I don't care what it looks like, I'm going to praise God and I'm going to get what God said I can have. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to enjoy the trip. Amen. Listen to me. Abraham gave glory to God. You know what that means? Abraham enjoyed this, the whole thing. He didn't just rejoice when he got his son. He rejoiced with the promise. A lot of Christians don't have any fun until they get healed. They don't have any fun until they get somebody hands them some money. They don't have any fun until they get an answer to a prayer. Everything up to that point is, oh God, help me God, please God, help me God. Okay? But you know what God's wanting to do? He's saying, listen, enjoy getting the hope. See yourself with that harvest. Then get your promise and rejoice in the promise. And when you get the promise, be just as excited about the promise as if you were excited about receiving the fullness of that promise. And then every day when you're believing me, just rejoice in the promise. Just get up and say, glory to God, I feel terrible, but I'm going to have a great day today. Hallelujah. Pain still hit me, but thank God I'm getting my harvest of healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I don't have any food in the house, but praise God, God, we're going to eat good today. Hallelujah, on the word. You say, you didn't do that. Yes, I did. I'll give you one last little testimony of us. Bonnie and I we had just gotten married, moved to East Tennessee State, living in student housing. I'm playing football, so I could go to the training table, but she couldn't eat there. And so we had to come up with groceries. And so, you know, it came down to Friday, and I did sneak some stuff out of the athletic training table and brought it home so we could have something to eat that evening. And so that was Thursday. Well, Friday, you know, we came in, and we were out of food, no money. And so we're sitting there in our little apartment, and she said, what are we going to do? I said, well, what do we have? Well, we had 4 slices of bread, 2 slices of bologna, and a little bit of mayonnaise in a jar. That's what we had in our house, in our apartment. And no real opportunities looking at us until possibly Monday. And this is Friday afternoon, Friday evening, about 4 o'clock. So she said, what are we going to do? I said, well, we can either fuss and go hungry, or we can, praise God, and eat a bologna sandwich. Hallelujah. And so we fixed it up. Put it on slide. We sit there. We fixed it. Got a glass of water. Thank God for it. Praise the Lord. And ate our sandwich. Amen. Just sat there and thank God. Didn't know where we was going to have, but ain't no use fussing about it, because we're going to praise God. We believe God. We prayed over it. Thank God for it. Rejoiced over it. Amen. About an hour later, we hear a knock on the door. And we look over, and her 3 sisters surprised us and came down to see us. And every one of them had a bag of groceries in their hands. And they came walking in. I went, glory to God. Hallelujah. And they brought it in, and they got to fixing stuff. And they ate, and then, you know, we let them eat and stuff. And 2 of them, actually 4 of them, all 4 sisters came. 2 of them decided they wanted to go out. They weren't living for the Lord. And so the other 2, her twin and the baby sister, stayed there with us. Not only did we get to eat because we had a good attitude, we praised God, we worshiped God, and thanked Him He supplied our need. Not only did we get to eat a good meal, have food in our cabinet, I led both of those sisters to the Lord that night. Hallelujah. Amen. And we celebrated that weekend with plenty of food, plenty of fun, and 2 sisters praising God with us that Jesus is Lord. Since then, all of them have gotten saved. Hallelujah. And praising God. So you see, you can let the world determine your harvest, and you can be defeated. Or you can let God determine your harvest and have fun getting it. Amen? We should be enjoying the battle just as much as we enjoy the victory. Amen? The children of Israel went out into battle, and you know what they were doing? The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. They were singing, shouting, and praising God, and God set ambushments against the enemy, and they got the victory. That was their harvest. They had a word from God. They acted on that word, went out praising God, and God gave them the victory. What's the victory that you're believing God for? These are the steps that you can take to get it in your life. Amen.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast, and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link, or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.